Good morning, Audio Boo. Morning, everyone. It's Saturday, the 11th of December, and it's about 9:15 in the morning. Sorry, I wasn't sure not only what day it was, but what the time was, so I had to quickly check while I was recording. We were supposed to be going away today to see Anne's brother before Christmas. Unfortunately, their son's not very well, and he doesn't live with them. He lives down in Devon, so they're going to go down and see him and check he's all right and bolster him up a bit, I think. So we've got a bit more free time than I thought we would this weekend, which is great because we've got things of our own going on, and also we've got some work to do, so the extra day effectively is quite welcome. Basically, I've got a presentation to do for work, which I've talked about a number of times, so I won't go into any detail here now. But also I'm off waiting around to some extent to hear from the vet in terms of Wilson's blood test and other test results from yesterday. If you haven't picked up on it, he's been getting us up. Well, he's basically been drinking, and when you drink you tend to wee a lot, so he's been doing that, and it's meant that we've had several nights disturbed sleep. That's not really the issue. I'm more concerned that he's drinking so much, because that seems to indicate there's something not quite right, as he's not really done water in that quantity, shall we say. So really what I did yesterday was took him to the vet, and the vet said, yeah, it doesn't seem quite right, can't find anything physically wrong, but we'll run some bloods and other tests and you know, see what the results come back as, and we'll go from there. So he was going to run those tests overnight and give me a call today, and as I say, we'll take it from there. I have to say, if you're a vet, you get a far better service, obviously, than you do if you're a human doctor, because if I had a blood test, I think I would probably end up waiting a week for the results, and that's possibly because the tests are more complicated or whatever, but overnight, pretty impressive. So yeah, that's quite pleased that we'll, you know, get some, either some news or some things ruled out fairly quickly, so we'll see what happens there. And say in the meantime, I've got my presentation to do. I've also got our front gate to repair. That got kicked in by a guy called Dave, I think, because I heard them doing it and heard Dave's name mentioned. So, yeah, that needs fixing. I'm hoping all it needs is a few screws, because it looks as though the... Wilson! Sorry, I'm walking the dogs at the moment, and they just caught sight of another dog. I'm about to go charging off, and I didn't want them to do that. It needs a few screws just to refix it, I hope. As with all things, it's possible that once I actually look at it properly, I'll find it's not quite as straightforward as I thought it was. But we'll see. So that's another job for the weekend. And then just the usual kind of chores that I do on a weekend, hoovering and stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to have a fairly chilled weekend. Possibly have a Skype call with Alex. We need to sort out a convenient time if we can. But, you know, we'll see whether we can organise that. It'd be nice. But, you know, there's plenty of time to do that. But we'll see. See what our respective diaries look like. As I say, mine's relatively clear. Otherwise, I'm just, as I say, out with the dogs. Going to pop into the allotment. Haven't been able to do much there. And see what's going on, check everything's all right, and pop into the allotment shop and pick some bird seed up, because we've been feeding an awful lot of bird seed over the last couple of weeks with the cold weather, so our stocks are fairly low, and I can replenish it in there far cheaper than I can anywhere else, even online. So that's about it. Hope wherever you are, you're having a good weekend so far, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.